Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our show. Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
With
La Crush Hearts.
Everybody knows me.
Welcome to another episode of Phone Fantasy Radio. It's Shine on Wednesdays, and that means it's time for the Fantasy Limelight. Tonight, we have hip-hop artist and entrepreneur Old Dubby in the limelight tonight. The lines are open, 805-830-8320. It's been one long week, and it's only hump day. It feels like a Friday to me. It's only hump day, but I'm here. I'm ready. I'm excited. Can't wait to speak to this young man and get to know a little bit more about what he's doing. I'm so excited about that. I just want to thank... before I get started, I need to thank La Drama Princess from LaDramaPrincess.com, erotic author of Erotica, for co-hosting with me yesterday. She was my guest co-host. Wendy showed up. Lady C showed up. Some awesome people showed up and showed out with us live. We had Russ. We had Jacoby. If I forgot, don't think that at purpose. It really isn't. But thanks to everybody that support the show. All Porter's dedication show on the Musically Inclined on Monday, the Honey Sweet Sexy Mayhem 2 last night, and finally tonight with our Fantasy Limelight Shine on OW. Thank you so much for supporting the show. Really do appreciate that. We had a good time. A lot of laughs, a lot of stories, a lot of everything, memories, everything. So, you know, you definitely want to check out the show. You can also download our app. Like us on Facebook, Twitter, all of the major social networks by visiting our website, fullfantasyradio.com. That's how we roll out here. Right now, I'm going to take a quick little five-minute break, you know, get my bearings, get everything situated, and then we're going to come back and we're going to get the Fantasy Limelight popping right here on Full Fantasy Radio. So bear with me, folks. Bear with me. I do this solo. So we can move to 2014. We'll be right back.
Hello?
Meek Millie, what up?
Yeah.
What city you in, big homie?
Yeah, we on the block. We in Philly.
We on the way.
All right, we gonna have the bikes on that. Just call me when you get here.
Finna come through like a boss.
All right, I'm gonna call you on 45.
One.
Look, I be riding through my old hood, but I'm in my new whip. Same old attitude, but I'm on that new shit. They say they gon' ride me, see me never do shit. Cause they know that's the reason they gon' end up on a new clip. Audemars on my wrist, bust down. We popping bottles like I scored a winning touchdown. Remember me dead broke, look at me up now. I run my city from South Philly back to uptown. Thank God all these bottles I pop, all this paper I've been getting, all these models I pop. I done sold 100,000 for my album got dropped, and I'm only 23. I'm the shit now, look at me, look at me. I'm a boss like my nigga Rose. Shorty asked me for a check, I told that bitch like no way. Cause I made it from the bottom, it was never no way. And I never had a job, you know I had to sell, yeah. Bitch, I'm a boss. I call a shot, I'm with the murder team. Call a cop, we in the building. Y'all are not, you show on the paper, you gon' ball or not. Bitch, I'm a boss, bitch, I'm a boss. I'm a shot, I call a cop, we in the building.
I'm a boss.
Bitch, I'm a boss.
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 I'm a boss.
I play the shot. I call the call.
Yeah.
Hey.
Got so many shades, they thought I had a lazy eye. Shorty roll me smooth as my Mercedes ride. No love, cry when only babies die. And when I go, that casket better cost 100,000. I pray to God I look my killer in his eyes. Snatch his soul out his shirt and take him for that ride. OG is one who's standing on his own feet. A boss is one who guarantee we gon' eat. Fuck a blog, dog, cause one day we gon' meet. I'ma spaz on your ass like I'm on knee. Or a double stack, better nigga, double that. Jerry Jones money, nigga, you a running back. Herschel Walker, Bo Jack, Ricky Waters, better run that dope back. Boss, and I put that on my Maybach. 400,000, bitch, you wish you saved.
Bitch, I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
Bitch, I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
I play the shot. I call the call. We in this bitch, it's going down. Yeah, and it came out with my motherfucking crown. Bitch, I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
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 I play the shot. I call the call.
Yeah. Hey. Couple cars, I don't never drive. Bikes, I don't never ride. Crib, I ain't never been. No. Pool, I don't never slip.
Never.
Fool, you ain't better than I move like the president.
Yeah.
Everything black on black. You know I be strapping that. Ratting ass niggas walking around wearing wire.
Right.
Fucking up the game, got the hood on fire. Bitch, I'm a king.
King.
Call me sire. You say I don't run my city, you a motherfucking liar. I'm a boss. You a fraud. You cross the line, I get you murdered for a call.
Murder.
I'm Vegas.
If I'm Vegas.
I took the law.
Took the law.
At the fight, we watch the floor. We on the floor.
We on the floor.
Yeah. Get money, don't make no money. If I ever go broke, I'ma take your money. I ain't never drop a dime. You ain't take nothing from me in the hood every day. Bitch, I'm good. What I say?
Bitch, I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
Bitch, I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
I play the shot. I call the call. We in this bitch. It's going down. Yeah, and it came out with my motherfucking crown. Bitch, I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
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 I play the shot. I gotta go.
Yeah.
Hey.
Maybach music.
Hey, welcome back. I'm a little scared, a little dry air right there. Sorry about that. I'm good, though. I'm good, though. I'm good, though. Welcome back to Soul Fantasy Radio, the Fantasy Limelight. Tonight is shot on Wednesdays, and that's how we do it here at Soul Fantasy Radio. We bring talented people to share their talents and their knowledge with us. And let's, you know, get a different side besides just the music. We want to know them as a person. And tonight, our special guest is a returnee, actually, to Soul Fantasy Radio. Mr. O. Dubby, how are you, sir?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
I'm feeling blessed, and I'm feeling, you know, that I'm accomplishing goals. That's how I look at it.
But that's what we're all about, Soul Fantasy Radio this year. Our theme is quit slacking and make it happen. And I'm slacking right now, so hold on. Let me officially welcome you in. There we go. Yeah, officially welcome you in. Let you know that our listeners are out there. They're ready for you. They want to know your story. We want to know. I want to know more about you. Like I said, you're a returnee. You've been on a few years back. So we're going to start from the beginning. I met you back in 2010, actually. That was a long time ago, but I met you back in 2010 and told me your name was O.W. So let's start from there. Who is O.W.?
Well, O.W. is a military veteran, a father, a son, an entrepreneur, an undergraduate now, times two. So I'm just a focused man. that works hard and build my product from the ground up, but not only built my product from the ground up, during that time I wanted to be a full-fledged father, because when you're a veteran and you're always gone and you're in the military, you're never home. So when I had mm-hmm. the opportunity to, you know, start having children, I wanted to be at home. I didn't need to be mm-hmm. back out there, because I had a greater goal, and my goal was to raise my children. So I took mm-hmm. a step back. When my time was to get for me to get out of the military, I got out, and I focused on music the first year, because I felt like, why not pursue my dream? I've already been all over the world. Why not pursue my dream? And then I thought mm-hmm. again. I took another step back, and I said, you know what? Before I pursue my dream and I chase this dream, I need some knowledge of it. I need some business and understanding of the dream. So mm-hmm. I took a step back to make myself a better person.
Sounds great. You know, sounds great. So when the first year back, the first year you came out with your album, is this Kingpin Music, yes?
Yes.
Okay, so and, tell us about how the project went for you. Your first time here, you know, you said you built it from the ground up. How did it all come together?
Well, Kingpin Music was more like a firstborn child. To any man who's had a firstborn child, Kingpin Music for me was like that. It was mm-hmm. Nourished. It was nourished. It was given birth through hard work and dedication. And mm-hmm. the first run, you know, the first time I put it out there, it was a great response. The response was awesome. I mean, as far as, you know, I had a lot of veteran friends who was like, we knew you was going to do this anyway, so we just going to support mm-hmm. it and show love.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you already had a little support system, you know, because that's what we was talking about here on our show when it comes to living your dream, because that's our, you know, our focus for 2014, and especially for me. So you had a support system in play when you came out with Kingpin Music.
Yeah. I just look at things, you know, I mean, like, I believe that everything in your life is a process. So you mm-hmm. have to take your time, and you have to follow through on goals, not just achievements, but goals. You go by each goal one by one to achieve what you're trying to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I look at it.
Yeah, the procedure. It makes it all worth it at the end of the day. So your father, how many children you have?
I am a father of three beautiful children. I have a 9-year-old, an 8-year-old, and my junior is 5 years old.
Okay. Sounds like you're putting in work. Well, you're putting in work. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say nothing. But I do remember getting an email from you, and the first song you shipped to me was You're My Star. It's bringing back memories for you.
Yeah,
You're
My Star was it was a heartfelt song. At the mm-hmm. time, the beat was perfect for me, and I just, you know, mm-hmm. I wanted to make sure that everybody knows that when you find that one person, you cherish them and you treat them like, you know, they're out of this galaxy, like they're a star, like they should be cherished, like they should be seen, they should be beautiful. Mm-hmm. That's how I looked at it.
It sounds good. So can we take a listen to You're My Star, you want to, and we'll come back and we'll finish up. We're going to do this in order, okay?
Okay.
We got
this
goals tonight.
LW,
we're going to take
I
this here.
You.
We're going to do this in order.
Yeah, that's what's
okay.
up. Well, this is your boy, OW, everybody. I want y'all to enjoy this song. This is off the Kingpin Music album. It's You're My Star featuring Charlie P. Let's get it.
Let's hit the road, little mama. You can see what I see while you're riding with the CBD. Coast to coast with me while we smiling and wildin' and hopper violin. Popping these packs by the thousands on every outing. Look over the waters of the Caribbean. We more than friends, let your hair blow in the wind. We can have first day sex like birthday sex. I'm rubbing on your thighs and I'm kissing your neck. I can be your little secret, the one that you freak with. The one that gets you strong and off the tongue quick. Touching and teasing, kissing and pleasing. Giving your body everything that it's needing. I love you like hip-hop and I never let the beat stop. I keep you wet like a teardrop. Little mama, you know that you're the best of the best. So I lay my head on your breast.
You're my star. I wanna be where you are. Yeah. You're my star. I wanna be where you are. If you fall from the sky, I'll catch you in my arm. Cause you're the reason I shine.
Baby, you're my star, I wanna be wherever you are. Whenever my skies are blue, I'm glad I found you. She's a freak in the sheets, body is so sweet. Manicured toes while she handle business in the street. She's one of the elite, top six on the beach. A classy woman, give you sexual relief. Little mama got that magic, work the pole like an asterisk. Off the R&B classic, baby, I said that you got it done. You the lucky one, you already won. You got me under the sun. Yeah, it's true, girl, I said I love your smile. The way I'm meeting you, so stay for a while. When I'm out in the streets getting this money, you keeping the house cool and all safe from me. We done made a foundation off of this paper chasing. No matter what, forget all of them women that be hating.
You're my star.
Girl, you're my Bonnie and girl, I'll be your Clyde. So together we ride, I'm right by your side. We can stand as one or divide and conquer. The lady of my life, the only woman that I honor. We can lie together and we can cry together. I hold you in my arms right here forever. I got passion for you and this is not lust, it's me and you against the world, girl. So it's
you're
just
you're my star.
Welcome back to the Fantasy Limelight. That right there was OW, You're My Star, from the King Ten music album. Your first album, Mr. OW. And you said you had a good response, but then you pulled it to focus on family and school. But you do have another album out.
My second album, The Professional, which was, man, The Professional was like the second coming of Kingpin music, but it had a different twist to it. It was more street because, you know, I wanted a couple more street songs and I needed a couple more features from fellow artists from my hometown because that's one thing I always represent, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where I'm from. A lot of people may not know it's even on the map, but we got soul too, you know?
Okay. Sounds good. So you hit me up with a track called Monster Mouth. That was supposed to be a freaky track, yes?
Yeah. Monster Mouth was created when I was a little bit younger. And I never really grasped the concept of actually doing the song until one conversation, a really, really great conversation with a female of mine, counterpart, and she told me, she said, you know what, it's an awesome track. It was written as a poem at first. It wasn't even written as a song. So I reformatted it to make it a song, and when I did it, I said, I don't want to be like everyone else, because everyone else who talks about that topic always has this ridiculous club beat and they're calling the woman bees and all of that and screaming out this and all of that. So I said, you know what? I want to be different. I'm going to step outside the box for this one and I'm going to make it a jam. Not a banger, but I'm going to make it a jam.
And the difference?
The difference for the song for me was it was smooth. It may have the topic and it may have the content, but it's smooth. And when you listen to it, it changes your aspect on how it's done and how it's performed, because I get to the facts. I don't jump all over the place. I stick right to the facts.
Sounds good. So we're going to get to that in a minute. But so now you're doing this music and you're being a father, and you just came back from traveling around the world. That seems like a lot to be happening. You know, how did you deal with that? Because we're all about that, you know, the frustrations, the, you know, the ups, the downs with it. How were you able to, you know, handle that?
Well, I looked at it like this. And from my aspect on life was, God can't give you anything that you are not willing to handle. And any adversity that he puts in front of you, he wants you to conquer.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
So I took it upon myself to stick to the goals and follow through on the mission that I had in front of me.
Okay. Sounds good. So now we have Kingpin Music, we have The Professional. You've been in this business, even though you've taken a hiatus, you've been in this business where you do interact with people, and especially people that's in your field, you know, the hip hop and entrepreneurism, and everybody wants to be the next Russell Simmons and Jay-Z. Like, have you had any adversaries with other artists? Like, we're competing, we're battling, and that whole challenge of beef. How do you have any beef, basically, is what I'm asking.
Beef. For me,
beef.
I felt like, why beef? And that was my whole concept. I don't want to beef with no one, because what's the purpose of beef? Beef is to bring more attention to yourself, and it's also used as a marketing tool. 50 Cent used it as a marketing tool, and he pretty much took a career from an artist with beef.
Right.
For me,
right,
I don't need to beef with nobody, because I done already did everything, and I done been everywhere, and I done seen it all. And I feel like in life, all we're doing is trying to accomplish what we've already accomplished at least once. So any beef that I've had with any artist, it was all about subliminals for me. I threw shots, but my shots were all in good taste. They were never in bad taste.
Right. You didn't take things personally. You just kept the music.
I stuck to the music, and I stuck to the script. And then after the so-called controversy that we had, the other artists or the other people would come to me and say, man, I really don't even understand why I even stepped to you, because you're never going to answer me back. You're just going to do your thing and focus on what you're doing. And that's just the way I've always been.
Well, gotta respect that. You know, they did tell you that when you were in school, you know, if you ignore them, they'll go away.
For me, it was like a business challenge. Like, he says that he can outsell me and he can have more fans than me. Okay, that's fine, but this is what I'll do. Don't let me be the person to perform at your show, because by the time your show is over, they're coming to me saying, man, your music is not like that dude's music, and you got something going, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I challenged beef.
Right. That's what's up. Just stick to what it is. You have talent, and you know you have talent. You're confident about what you can do. Then why do I have to challenge you to show off what I can do if I'm already confident in what I'm doing? I'm just saying. But that's always great. So you got kids going on. How are you dealing with the touring and the performances and things like that? Like, how are you handling that schedule?
The schedule with the kids. Now, that part is so awesome to me, because my kids they're like the extension of me, all three of them. They're three different personalities of who I really am. And, you know, when I'm doing my video chatting while I'm on the road, they're all coming to me and they're saying, well, Daddy, this is what we want. This is how we want, and we want to do this and we want to do that. So me being the father and the type of guy that I am, I decided that when my off time is my off time, it's all about them, building them to make them better people and giving them the knowledge. Right. I mean, the whole time I've been the whole time I've been on my hiatus and I've been in school, they're sitting right there with me. So if I'm doing homework, we're doing homework as a team.
Awesome. That's great. And speaking of school, congratulations are in order for you. Not one, but 2 degrees this May?
Yes, yes. May 31st of this year, I will be walking the stage as a graduate with 2 bachelor's degrees. They will call me, and they will say my full name, and they will say, you have a bachelor's degree in information technology management, and you have a bachelor's degree in business administration.
Sounds good. Are you excited about that? Your kids are excited about that. And, you know, looking back thus far, 4 years, or more, like how is it all coming together as part of your main master plan? How is that making you feel right now?
Well, now that I've stepped back and I've looked at the whole view of music in general, I've noticed one thing. Music. I've looked at the whole view. I've looked at the whole view in change mode. I've looked at what needs to be changed, how it needs to be changed, and what I need to do to make my business even better. So I've taken, you know, the tools that I've learned in school about being an entrepreneur, about presenting your business, about building your format, about doing everything you need to do to put yourself in a better situation. I've taken my time and done that now.
Right. So, that, you know, that sounds great. You know, we're definitely happy for you and proud of you because you are doing it. You are being a role model for your kids, first and foremost, and for other people out there that try to live their dreams. So it's possible to live your dreams and continue education. And basically, you know, sometimes you do got to take a step back. So we commend you. I commend you for that right there, too, knowing that you do have to stop for a minute and rebuild. And reboot and rebrand. So I understand. I definitely understand all that. And I don't have a degree. I do understand that because I'm doing that right now with Phone Fans Radio. So I definitely get what you're saying. So we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna play Monster Mouth because that's is that off the Kingpin Music album or is that the professional?
Monster Mouth is off of Kingpin Music. The first album that I released, it's on iTunes, it's on SoundCloud, but my greatest achievement to this date outside of the touring is the whole album of Kingpin Music right now can be streamed on Pandora. If anybody doesn't know about Pandora, they should know. It's www.pandora.com and the / is O-W, O-D-U-B-B-Y.
I know about Pandora. I pay my $3.99 a month. I'm gonna go check out your stream. I'm gonna have it in my my little playlist on the side there, OW Radio. So I definitely got my membership to Pandora. I got the app on all my gadgets, so I'm definitely in here. So we got Monster Mouth and we got Dude Major. Now Dude Major also from the Kane.
Yes. Yeah, Do It Major is from the Kingpin album, too. Do It Major was with me and a young lady named Shantae. She is doing the second overlay on the chorus. So me and her are doing the chorus together. And I wanted a female's voice on Do It Major for a reason, because I wanted everybody to see that you can make music, but you can make it tasteful.
All right, so there's a message behind your madness. It seems like as we go through these songs and we talk to you, there's always been a message to your madness, and you gotta appreciate that for hip hop artists that actually got a story to tell with each
with each track that he has on the album. Sometimes you're like, oh, well, you know, the beat came to me, and that was that, and, you know, you actually got something to say. So, yeah, I definitely appreciate that. And for those that just tuned in, this is Soul Fantasy Radio, the Fantasy Limelight, and we're shining on Mr. O-W-O-D-U-B-B-Y. He's on Pandora, he's on iTunes, Reverb, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, you on all the major social networks. Do you have a website? Want to put that out there real quick? Your website?
Oh, my website is www.owworld, all is one word, owworld.name.com. So it's www.owworld.ning.com.
Sounds like a plan. Sign up for that, become a member, become a fan, become a supporter. We encourage you to do so. I don't think I have to log into my account. No, I'm thinking about it. We'll be right back. We'll take a break and listen to Monster Mouth and do it major. And we're going to finish up with Mr. O.W. right here on the Fantasy Limelight. I'm the Crush Heart. Be right back.
This is it. OW Big Money, Big Money, and this is a TBD production. Let's get it, let's get it. Get that money, baby.
Little mama the freak and her body so dope. Just like up on a queen, she love the D-Do.
Monster Mouth,
D-Do, baby. Monster Mouth, D-Do, baby. Little mama's a freak and her body so dope. Just like a porno queen, she love the D-Do.
Monster Mouth, man.
D-Do, baby.
Monster Mouth, man.
D-Do, baby. Big ballin', I'm in the club watching the sexy freaks. These ladies got ass for all days of the week. Nice and exotic curves, cause she more than a bird. Elegant style, so superb, 10 times to the third. So I approach the chick with the game so slick. My style is so sick, so baby, who you with? I started dropping knowledge, she was loving my toxic. Turtle up by my logic, getting her to my cockpit. We bounced out the club, right into the parking lot. The girl loving the thug, rubbing all on my job. She showing me her tongue ring, she in the freak. Thing. Since she riding with a king, she can suck me clean. We hopped in the whip and my pants was unzipped. Smacking my dick all on her lips and licking on the tip. She got no gag reaction, deep throat in action. She love giving a player that satisfaction. Little mama's a freak and her body so dope. Just like I'm on a queen, she love the D-Do.
Monster Mouth,
D-Do, baby.
Monster Mouth,
D-Do, baby. Little mama's a freak and her body so dope. Just like I'm on a queen, back to the sucking, slurping and slobbing. Two hands with a lot of spitting, keep her head bobbing. Baby girl got ass too, so you know what I'ma do. Working that pussy till it's black and blue. She sucking it like a vacuum. Baby, I'ma come shroom, stroking on my dick while we listening to slow tune. Little mama the athlete, shaking her ass cheeks. Baby making my knees weak, I can't even speak. She can swallow the protein, if you know what I mean. Doing her deep throat thing like a porno queen. Running my fingers through her head, she right with my legs, I'm laying on the bed, getting some pillow head, sliding them titties up and down my pole, and oh no, I'ma lose control, I'm about to blow, as I start to let it go, she sucking my bra swole, swallowing more and more, baby, I let it go. Little mama's a freak and her body so dope, just like up on a queen, she love the D-Do. D-Do, baby. D-Do, baby. Little mama's a freak and her body so dope, just like up on a queen, she love the D-Do.
red Milwaukee City, and the ice is so pretty, and the triple black Rivy, and the models rolling with me. I'm so incredible, so you see the money grow. If you wanna take it slow, then play it, that's the way to go. I blow the smoke in the wind, always hustling, mix the juice with the gin, pull it up once again. Old up, it's so heavy, haters love when they see me. Talk about the truth in the booth, they wanna be me. Man, I'm so flashy, I've always been classy. You wanna know about some big paper, just ask me. Dripping grain, so insane, motivated for bigger things. Money making campaign, know how I do it, man. All about temper tricks, player, cause it's evident I'm so heaven sent, y'all ain't making sense. Player, it's all on you, but I'm gonna stay true. I'm about my revenue, so I'm riding candy blue. You hear me?
Be about your paper, get that money, player. Look over the haters, just do it major. Be about your paper, get that money, player. Look over the haters, just do it major.
Baby, about that hustle game, I'm gon' do it, man. You can see the jewels hang, platinum peaks gon' swing. Drinking on the ace of spades, forever baller made. Now you see it's turning pay, see that the crew is paid. Man, you need to check your chick, I'll make a turn of trick. Give up the money, homie, this boss is hood. Get about some paper while you're trying to be a hater. When you see these boys wearing custom Mari Gators, that pimpin's in my blood, so that's why I'm cutting up. Baby, that's what's up, cause the world is not enough. Folks, I done been to Mac, Pepsi and Cognac. Take a double shot of that and then I gotta bring it back. Throwbacks and Cadillacs, money stacks and hot tracks. Young Mac and all black, hollow tips and chrome gas. Salute to all my generals, this is how the fame go. We are never stopping, drop top it, money burn slow. Forever TBD, that be the family, the birth of a dynasty. This is not an odyssey, I chose to be a king. In my wrist game mean, I'm up north sitting clean, four-wheeling on that lean. You hear me?
Be about your paper, get that money, player. Look over the haters, just do it major. Be about your paper, get that money, player. Look over the haters, just do it major.
Welcome back to the show. This is the Fantasy Limelight. It's Wednesday. We're shining on Mr. O.W., Kingpin Music, the professional who's working on his third album. He's graduated college with 2 bachelor's degrees. He's taking care of his 3 kids. And you got merchandise. So, you just heard Duet Major, Monster Mouth. From the King Kane album. Like I said, you got all this stuff going on. You took a little break. Now you're back, and you're ready. I love your T-shirts, by the way. I want one. You got your logo
you,
on it. The kids got one. I like the little T-shirts you got going on there. You got your merchandise going. OWWorld.Name.com for all those that want to support him. That's O-D-U-B-B-Y, world.ning.com. That's his website. Sign up, become a member, become a fan, become a supporter. But besides doing all this, you also work within your community. I know you support other artists as well, you know, besides as being an artist yourself. You want to tell us more about that?
Yes. Yes. Recently, I've been going to open mic nights. And, you know, I'm just checking out the talent. You know, I show love. I take pictures with everybody. When I went to Atlanta, I performed with an artist named Cam Cam. And didn't even know it at first, but Cam Cam is a good artist. His father is his manager. So it's all family business with them. And I looked at that and I said, you know what? When my son grows up, if this is really what he wants, then that's what I'll do. Because, you know, that guy and his son – They got it going. I've also, you know, I took pictures with the Wonder Twins, Nick Cannon's boys. They're under Nick Cannon's label. They do a lot of Nickelodeon stuff. And a lot of other different artists from that area. You know, I showed a lot of love and respect. I went to the studio with a couple of artists. And, you know, we're politicking on business. And, you know, I just recently was on a Miss Jazzy Soul's radio show. And me and her have business that we're talking about because – expanding your knowledge and networking is awesome. I mean, here where I'm at now, I'm in Virginia, And, I mean, I heard of a guy who just got signed. He's doing his thing. You know, I'm going to show him some love and respect for what he has done. I mean, that's just me. I'm that guy.
Right.
Even if I'm not a fan of your music, if I see you doing something positive in life in general and it is in God's plan to give it to you, I'll give you the respect.
Right. That's awesome. I think we need a lot more of that, you know, being showcased. And instead of it being behind the scenes and nobody knows that, you know, the beef gets a whole lot of headlines, but, you know, there are artists out there that do respect the craft. So that's always a great thing. I see we got a caller from the 419. Would you want me to take that?
Hey,
this
take
your
call.
Okay, I'll do it. I never even seen that area code before, but 419, welcome. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello there, LaCrosse. Long time no see. This is Miss Computer Lady. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Where
hey, Miss Computer Lady. How you doing?
Hey, LW. How are you?
I'm blessed. I am blessed.
All right, wonderful. Doing his thing. 419 is in Toledo, Ohio.
Ohio, okay, there we go. I'm like, I don't remember seeing that in 419, okay. Eric, but how are you doing, Mr. Computer Lady? Well, you haven't seen, I haven't spoken to you in a very long time, actually. Yeah. How are things going with you?
Not too bad, quite busy. You were talking about rebranding earlier. I caught that part, and some people might not understand. Rebranding takes a little more time than even you anticipate, but when you see the results of it, believe me, it's worth it. It also worth all the questions like, okay, is this really going to work out? Is this going to happen? That, whatever. But I will commend OW for keeping on the grind in spite of, because at that time, I was a fan of his from jump, so.
Yeah,
and
I
thank you. I thank you, and Miss Computer Lady, you know, me and you have had our talks, and you've inspired me to be even better.
Well, I hope I helped. I thank you very much. I try to help anybody I can. As I have told him in the past, you know, I'm one of those internet podcast, radio, talk show host, you know, try to help out indie artists when indie artists didn't feel that they had a voice. And, you know, it's all family, those of, you know, those of us who are hosts who, you know, have these shows to try to help out.
Yep.
Yes.
I definitely agree. Is your show still on and going, Ms. Computer Lady?
Yes, it is. In its fifth season, it's on Saturdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and there'll be furtherance as far as with OW is concerned, but that's a future show. So, we'll
yes.
leave it.
Yes.
Okay. All right. You know, give the link out real quick to your show.
Oh, okay. The link is www.blogtalkradio.com. /Miss Computer Lady, that's M as in Mary, S-C-O-M as in Mary, P-U-T-E-R-L-A-D-Y.
All right, Saturday's at 1:30. I need to go check her out, Miss Computer Lady. I'm going to come check you out, Miss Computer Lady. I don't do Saturdays, but I'm going to do Saturdays for you, Miss Computer Lady. I'm going to come check you out.
Well,
you know,
I appreciate it. Thank you.
I'm not about that Saturday life.
I'm
not about that Saturday life, but I'll definitely come check you out.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah.
As they say, there's always archive shows.
Yeah, exactly. I love the archives. all right, so we got Mr. OW, folks, who just tuned in. This is the Fantasy Limelight. Right now we're shining on Mr. OW, 2 albums, Kingpin Music, the professional. You also created a song with your children. You want to talk about that project, Mr. OW?
Okay, yeah. Me and my daughters. And my son. My son is on the song, but he's at the end. And my son says the cutest part I say in the song, because at the end of We Made It, he says, this is my dad's song, OW Baby, OW Music. I love it.
Sounds good. Sounds good. We got to. And you said the video's coming soon. You did tell me that.
Yes, yes. What I did recently is I used an app called Majesto, and I put just a small, you know, a small snippet of what the video really will consist of. I put a small thing together so that they can see that these are my daughters. My 9 and my 8-year-old are literally in the studio working with their father. They want to become part of my experience. And as an artist, I believe that it is our responsibility as just not musicians, but our responsibility as parents to give our kids something to look forward to, not just school, not just extra activities, but if they want to pursue a dream, give them that opportunity to be part of it when they're young so they can choose if they want to later on in life that it's something they want to do.
Right. I definitely agree with you. You're nourishing that at the beginning, and commend you for doing you know, such a thing and putting your kids out there. And I'm glad they're enjoying the experience with you. You know, they want to help you achieve your dream, so that's awesome as well. I see an area code that I have not seen in eons, OW. I haven't seen this area code in I don't know how many months, but I see a 414 area code, OW. Should I hit on that?
That's my hometown, Milwaukee, baby. Yes.
Yeah. I should hit on the 414. I haven't seen this, I don't know, since last year. What's going on, 414? What's your name? Where you calling from? Well, we already know where you're calling from. What's your name?
I'm coming from the mill town. OW, what it do? It's a damn all day, 17th of Locust.
What's up, man? 17th, baby. What it do,
man?
Baby?
You got it, man. Just calling the heart, man. Telling you're doing a good job, man. I like the album. Can't wait for it to come out. Looking for that video. Got some kids heading in the right direction, man. Keep it up, man. Brother, proud of you.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, for me, man, I mean, me and you have had our talks, too. You like family. You know, we've been knowing each other forever, man. We're Locust Street boys.
Already.
Yeah, so, yeah. So you know, I feel like being an artist, we have a responsibility, not just being role models, but, I mean, for me, being a father and being a musician, when it came to my daughters, I wanted to be not just that superhero at home, but I wanted to give them something to look forward to. Because when they step out on that stage, when they're going to step out on that stage with me, we're already planning performances for them in the daytime at festivals now. We're working on a festival performance. They're going to have on the T-shirts. My son is going to be there with his T-shirt on. My whole crew, my son, my daughters, they're going to be there. They're going to have on my T-shirts. They're going to bring the brand out. That's the part of me that I want everyone to see. That this is unity with me. It's not just something you throw it together and you make it look good and it's a gimmick. No, it's a unity type thing.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. So, man, how long you been in the game rapping, though? Like, when did you start?
I've been rapping, man. I've been rapping for a long time. I would say I started out when I was about 7 years old. My Uncle LaSalle brought a Kumo D tape to the house. Kumo D and N.W.A. I'll never forget that day. And he played them songs. He played them songs, I mean, from the beginning to the end. I mean, like, I was so engulfed in it. And at the time, my uncle was a rapper, but he was in middle school, and he was rapping, and he was like, man, this is what you do, blah, blah, blah. And he, you know, he broke it down to me. And then he said, look, when you write your lyrics, this is how you write them. And he gave me a format at a young age. And all I've done now is I've taken it, and I've created more on it and built on it. So really, he deserves the credit for making OW who he is today.
I like that.
Thank you, Uncle. Appreciate that, Uncle. So, Mr. 414, we have, like I said, I haven't seen his area code in a very long time. Shout out to good friends in Milwaukee out there. Do you do music as well?
I'm sorry?
Do you do
say
music as well?
Am I ready to give up?
I said, do you do music as well?
Oh, do I do music as well? I mean, Yes, I'm sorry. I do play around. I do beats a little bit, you know, from time to time. I have another friend of mine that I actually grew up with. His name is Key Cal, and then we all just sit around and make beats every now and then. But, you know, they kind of moved on me. So Key Cal, he's living in Atlanta. And then Ben is, you know, he's still here in Milwaukee. So, but I fool around every now and then. Not as much as OW, dude. He's hard with it. He's real with it.
Yeah. He's making moves. He's definitely making moves. So, Mr. OW, I have another single for you. Thank you again, 414, for calling in and showing that support. I appreciate that. I have Big Pimpin' Things. You want to tell me about that track right there?
Oh, man, Big Pimpin' Things, man. Oh, my goodness. I love that track. Big Pimpin' Things is a radio style of track. It has a groove to it. It has a Milwaukee swing to it. I wouldn't even say a Milwaukee flow. I would say a Milwaukee swing because we talk about it. It's cold as the pole in the winter up there. But when it turns summertime, it's time to ride. So we do it Big Pimpin' Things. We do it that way.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
And the young lady that I have on the track is Charlie P. We sat down, you know, after I had already recorded my vocals, and I told her this was the concept that I wanted. And I told her, I said, you can ad-lib. I want you to bring you out as well as me. And she put her heart and her soul on that track. So, I mean, much love to Charlie P. You know, she recently retired from music due to, you know, family situations that may be, because she was really going to be on every project because I really like her finesse when she uses her vocals. But, you know, that's how the music game is sometimes. Things change. But for right now, when it comes to that track, she put her heart on that one.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So we're going to go. And which album is this from, Big Pimpin' Things?
Big Pimpin' Things is also from the Kingpin Music album.
Okay. And we got Big Money. That's the latest one I have from you. And which album is that from?
Big Money is from the Professional album. It was going to be the main single. It literally was going to be the main single. I wanted everybody to see that my nickname, Big OW Big Money, was, you know, what my uncle used to call me. He used to call me Number One Stunner because as I was growing up, I always was talking about, man, I want to have fly cars. Man, I want to do it all, man. And he was like, so you OW Big Money then? I said, yeah, man. And Big Money was an extension of the actual name OW. That's how I just put it together. I heard the track. I heard the layout. And I said, you know what? Big Money.
Oh, that's good. That's good. What did your uncle think about your music so far?
My uncle is very, very supportive. My uncle is not just like an uncle. He's not just like a brother. He's like a father figure as well. He helped this thing grow. You know, he gave birth to an idea, and I followed on. And I just wanted to, you know, I wanted to show him that I was ready. No matter what it was, I was ready.
That's great. And the kids is on deck, and you're just doing a lot of stuff over there in the store, Dummy.
Yeah, I mean, we started merchandising now. I mean, not just CDs. You know, we got the T-shirts. We just started doing the T-shirts, and on the back of the T-shirt, it says Kingpin Music, and it has the website on there. The third project, that's the actual project my daughters are on, that's called Portraits of a Kingpin. I believe that, hey, if I'm going to do the Kingpin thing, this is going to be the trilogy of it. That will be the last one for as far as Kingpin goes.
Okay, so it's Kingpin Music, the Professional, and the Portraits of a Kingpin?
Yes.
Okay. So you've already thought four or five projects ahead?
Yes. The project after Portraits of a Kingpin is untitled as of right now. The concepts that I'm trying to build on to be something totally different. The music style and format will not change because I love what I do. I will not bash anybody who likes what they call pop-hop. That's what I call the music. That's on the radio as we speak. I call it pop-hop because it's not really rap. It's more of a pop-type tune to it. So we're looking at different formats. You know, I'm sitting down and I'm studying what's going to make the next thing go, but I don't want to be in that same realm. I want to stick to what I know best and what I love.
That sounds like a plan to me, and it sounds good. So let's go ahead. We're going to listen to Big Pimpin' Thang, OW Big Money. Got to say it together. We're going to listen to these two tracks. We're going to come back, and we're going to finish up with Mr. OW because he's doing hell of a lot. And we're going to finish up and just continue chatting with OW. You're tuning into the Fantasy Limelight on Phone Fantasy Radio with LaCrush Hart. So 805-830-8320. Give us a call, press that 1, show your support. Lines are open. Be right back.
Bright lights, night lights, I'm a movie star. Living like a kingpin, no matter who you are. Champagne by the glass, baby, free at last. Looking back at the past, keep making cash. I just love how the jewels glisten and gleam. Feeling like a dream when I'm with my team. You can see me smiling in the cool breeze. Somewhere with my lady by the palm trees. Nice car, nice ride, it don't really matter. As long as money coming, pockets getting fatter. Feel like right now, I'm a Luciano. Kingpin of all bosses, never been a couple. White suits, white gators, I'm a major player. Laughing at them haters, man, let's get this paper. I let the beat bang, and then we get it poppin'. It's a Big Pimpin' Thang, there ain't no other option.
Big Pimpin' Thang, nice money, nice cars, nice shoes, we keep it so smooth. So smooth, so smooth, so smooth. Big Pimpin' Thang, nice money, nice cars, nice shoes, we keep it so smooth.
Where you really at? I can't wait for hip-hop to really come back. Venice Beach, South Beach with a Georgia peach. Laying in the shade, smoking Swisher Sweet. Candy paint, white leather, nothing feels better. Player, it's now or never, ball hard forever. Videos, big shows with these nice flows. Black on black ones and Adidas shell toes. Long time, long grind, I'ma still shine. Live through my kids, my second lifeline. Limits past the sky, swerve so fly. Still swag surfing, baby, cause I'm so high. Good conversation, good politics. You know when I spit, girl, it's so sick. I let the beat bang, and then I get it poppin'. It's a Big Pimpin' Thang, there ain't no other option.
Big Pimpin' Thang, nice money, nice cars, nice shoes, we keep it so smooth. Keep it so smooth, so smooth, so smooth, yeah.
OGs and homies on the fours and threes, sitting back in the hood blowing good trees. My city, your city, they just rock with me. Love the ladies cross the world cause they so pretty. A rose is still a rose even when the door's closed. Even them bad girls that be mottos. I let the beat bang, man, and we get it poppin'. It's a Big Pimpin' Thang, baby, ain't no other option.
Nice money, nice cars, nice shoes, we keep it so smooth. So smooth, so smooth, so smooth.
What a dollar.
holiday. I do it all for the family, food like a motherfucker. Green and gold stunner, so I hustle like a motherfucker. Black bandana, so I do it all for the cause. TBD forever, get that cheddar, how we do it, dawg. Loyalty is all I see, so you keep it real with me. Kingpins ride with bosses, we the best they'll ever be. Always be professional, never let the market go get bread off top. That's the only way it's gotta go, the best the city's ever knew. Never leave no residue, time is so impeccable, heaven's so incredible. Time is hard and time is rough, I've hustled so much, playboy and now I'll never give it up. There ain't no talking down, when I'm in your town, Milwaukee City bound, blowing a fresh pound. I'm C-O-W, also known as O-W, and everybody know me, a.k.a. Big Money. Platinum and gold, bro, the realest shit I ever wrote. My words like cook coke, so I'm breaking down dope. We live that ball of life, riding heavy, getting paper right. These signs so bright, so we gotta do it super tight. All y'all niggas know my name, I go so hard, man. And I don't gotta play no games, turning heads in a turning lane. And the blue diamond so damn clear that they can free champagne. You know that my swag is mean, so fresh, so clean. Three wheel on lean, blowing the green. Stop hating on me and my team. Y'all boys just mad cause we be in all your girlfriend's dreams. Put my city on, nigga, just to get that bread. OW World, nigga, hookin' me on the web. So let's get it rockin', let me show you what I'm about. I'm OW Big Money, boy, pull them cars out.
Hey, welcome back to the Fantasy Limelight. Full Fantasy Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Crush Hearts, and we are featuring OW, and that right there was Big Money and Big Pimpin' Things. And like you said, OW, the young lady, she did a thing on that track right there. That was a smooth track. Actually, the tracks I've been playing are very female friendly.
They're very
female friendly. Like, you know, I don't like that hardcore gangster. I don't know nothing about selling drugs. I don't grab my crop. So, you know, you need something that you can, you know, bounce to, you know, get a little two step onto and stuff like that. So I mean, I've been like get a little DMX in my system. I don't know. I might pick up something, but it won't be a gun. But other than that, you know, it's real smooth. That's what I'm saying. I like it.
Well, yeah. I mean, I just wanted to, you know, for me, like I said, I think a female fan base is better than a male fan base for two reasons. Women buy albums, men burn CDs.
This is true. And keep going.
Well, like I said, I just base my music on a female fan base because, I mean, women enjoy music a lot more. They get into the essence of music because, I mean, I know plenty of women that just love good music. I mean, when they go to the club, they listen to what's in the club. But when they're at home, that's not club music. It's home music.
Right.
It's music where you can
right.
just relax. You can get your, you know what I'm saying, you can get your workout on. You can do your squat
mm-hmm.
thrust, whatever it may be. I need that crowd. That's the crowd that I want because that's the crowd that's
right.
going to help you.
Right, they're going to support you, and they're going to check for you, pretty much.
Yes.
Pretty much. I agree with that. It doesn't help that you're a good look, I'm just saying. I got to put that out there.
yeah, what I also did is...
So, huh?
What I also did is, while we were on break, I wanted to, I mean, we've talked about it. So I wanted the world to get their first actual listen to the track with my kids on it. So what I did is while we were on, you know, while we were on intermission listening to the songs, I actually sent you the song that me and my daughters are on called We Made It. As a matter of fact, you have two emails. I sent you a few more songs from the second album, the Professional, and then I sent you the only song that I'm going to release right now from Portraits of a Kingpin, which was We Made It with my kids.
Okay, let me get that set up, and we'll just don't try to change the subject neither. I see what you were doing there. Don't try to change the subject on me. I caught you trying to change the subject, but I got you.
Yeah, well, I mean, as far as the women population goes, I would rather be a figure that they can look at and enjoy than, oh man, he just like, you know, so and so. He looked like so and so. He act like so and so. His music is like so and so. I would rather them look at me as a responsible man, a man who has a business mindset starting out, and that he's very educated. And not only is he educated, but he's willing to be outside of the box and be different.
Yes. I think of you and all that stuff. We're like, but you're also easier than I am. I'm not still don't change my opinion.
I've done the modeling thing. You know, I mean, I've modeled a little bit on the side. I mean, I would love to do modeling too. I mean, I don't think, you know, keeping your body in order and as a male, keep your body in order and do music is not a hard feat. You just have to be wanting and willing to do it because, I mean, LL Cool J got away with just being a good-looking guy for forever. His music was good, but the good-looking guy is what got him the movie roles. You know what I'm saying? Is what got him into the movie roles and what expanded on what he was already doing. I mean, look at Will Smith. Will Smith's music was what it was back then, but him being a nice-looking man helped him into a further career, which he's actually stepped away from music and was able to pursue a whole nother career because he had a certain look for himself and he stayed in a certain format.
Right. I agree. So what's your model?
As of right now, I'm modeling these OW t-shirts and merchandise.
That's right.
I mean, I'm building on my brand.
Right.
I believe that the best way.
I wish you on that. That was great. Okay, I'm trying to get this this track up and running. You know, working on one computer here. OW.
Yes.
What's on your playlist besides the Professional and besides the Kingpin music? What is in your playlist right now on your phone or in the car? What you tuned into?
Oh, I'm tuned into the old school.
Really?
I mean, like on my phone got nothing but classics in it. My radio in my car is not even a radio. You should just say, look, that's what that dude play. He play that. I'm an 8-ball, MJG, Pimp C, Bun B, UGK. I'm old school. I'm Master P, Mystical. The genre of music that we have now to date, I can't get jiggy with it.
Aww.
Now I will say there are some female singers that I jam to now. Now the young lady Jhenea Cole will get play in my car because she be jamming. I will even say J. Cole and Drake because I liked his new album. I actually liked it. It was more R&B than it was rap, but I really, really liked it. It was a nice format that he pulled off, and it was great.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I give the shine to independent artists like Brother Lynch Hung. He's always been a great to me. He's one of my top five features that I really, really want and that I'm going to work hard to get.
That sounds good. Sounds like it's a plan. The kids in the studio with you, you're doing the the school thing. Now you're going to finish school. When can we expect to hear Portraits of a Kingpin? When do you plan on releasing that?
Portraits of a Kingpin, it will be released in August. The reason why I want to release it, and the reason why I want to release it in August is because my daughter officially turns 8 August 31st. And with my oldest daughter being 9 and my youngest daughter being 8 and my son turning, you know, he's 5 now, with all three of them going to school together and wearing my T-shirts promoting their dad, it's the perfect time to put the album out because all the little kids want to buy the album that their school friends are on. It's the perfect marketing tool.
Right. So Portrait of a Kingpin is kid-friendly. I mean, you have your kids on there, but sometimes, like I just learned last week, you know, it's that one song and then the rest of the album is something totally different or off, you know, off key. So it is kid friendly. You keep it the same format. You keep it the same vibe throughout the album.
Yes. You know, not only with We Made It, but what I'm doing now is I'm going to make We Made It the main single for that album. As far as the kids go, that right there is what I'm doing for the kids. That song is actually on the album, and that's the clean version album. And the clean version album compared to the actual Portraits of a Kingpin album are two different things. So it's like a part one, part two type of thing, where Portraits of a Kingpin for adults is different from Portraits of a Kingpin for my kids to promote at school.
Right.
Okay, I mean, I even have a song with my daughters by themselves doing a whole song by themselves. And that's, but the Portraits of a Kingpin for kids is three tracks. That album is only three songs. It's the song that I'm doing with them. Yeah. It's a two-part album. It's an album for the kids, and then there's the actual adult album. So there's a part one and a part two.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That sounds great. I got the We Made It track. You want to go ahead and introduce that real quick?
Yes. I want to introduce to the world We Made It, featuring the YSC and OW Jr. here on Final Fantasy Radio by your boy OW and the Young Sisters Crown.
Chrome on the car because the whip is so fly. I'm better than these haters. Man, it's never asking why. It's like a movie scene when your boy drive by. Man, I'm focused on this paper. I'll continue to chase. They say it gets greater later, so why should I wait? I'm grinding from state to state with these Wisconsin plates, and I'm repping the Great Lakes so they continue to hate. Got that creative control with these stacks on deck. While we're rolling good, all I want is respect. I'm bounty hunting in any beat, so I can feed the street. We motivated by a hustle, all I do is be a G. Man, so every accomplishment got me looking legitimate. It's all heaven sent, and then I won't quit. It's all or nothing, playboy, my mind frame is ice. I'm cruising in my own lane, man, we do it right.
The road's been hard, but baby, we made it.
My heart is in my music,
music, pen and pad in the fast. Going 10 for my city, put Milwaukee on deck. I'm all over the hate, and all we want is that respect. Turn the volume up to 10, we put our city on deck. Man, they name a player that you know like me, cause I'm the truth in the booth, and man, the chain is icy. Man, the flow's shining, glisten, all we do is want them to listen, cause none of these dudes is even in competition. OW going hard, when I ride these city streets, I'm everywhere, you never there, man, where you would be? I'm posted on the block, running music out that trap out. Got a different mix because we only pushing rap out. Find an alternate route to get the cash amount. Every little bit counts, that's what I'm talking about. I was raised by the old school to be so cool. My music is so smooth and we not like these other dudes.
The road has been hard, but baby we made it. We made it.
Yeah.
And there's no looking back. And the haters can't take it, can't take it. The road has been hard, but baby we made it, we made it.
Yeah.
And there's no looking back. And the haters can't take it, can't take it. This is all dubby music. You better get used to it.
Yeah.
This is all dubby music. You better get used to it.
This is my dad's song, OW Music Baby.
Okay, welcome back with OW. That's so cute.
And that is exactly what I'm shooting for. Even though I'm putting my music into it, I wanted the kids to be heard. Now, that track may be raw, but I wanted the essence of kids in the music because you know how kids are. They're always moving. They're always saying what they have to say, and I wanted it to feel like a real happy, joyful track with my children on it.
Yeah, it's cute. It was fun. The lyrics was on point. So that was an awesome track. I like that. So I'm definitely looking forward to hearing. I'm actually looking forward to hearing the kids' version. I want to see what else we got with them. I definitely want to hear though. It was cute. That was cute. That was in a booth, and that they always will have that experience with you. So that's always a good thing. It's always a good thing. So, once again, Mr. OW, can you put your credentials? How can we support you and your children and what you're doing? How can we find out more about the Portrait of a Kingpin?
Right now, you know, if they go on Instagram and if they go on Twitter, you know, they'll see that, you know, I'm promoting it and I'm saying, look, you know, T-shirts are coming, Portraits of a Kingpin is coming. You know, I'm always hinting at the next project, even though one project's already running. So I'm trying to stay like a well-oiled machine and keep everybody in tune on what is actually happening.
Right. Sounds good. It sounds very good. So we got to wait all the way to August. Y'all going to be performing at the festival. I hope you have somebody holding the camera because you know we're going to see that on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. That live performance, we're training as we speak. You know, I got my daughters there. You know, they're getting their vibe going and they're getting into the groove of the music. They're learning exactly where they need to be right when my part stops. They need to be ready to go right then and there. But the whole time I'm doing my parts, they're going to be on stage jamming. I mean, like, we're working out a whole show just for that song because I want everyone to be happy. You know, I got the Pharrell bug, you know. I got that Pharrell bug. I got the clapping going on. I got the kids jumping around. That's what I want.
Right. It sounds good. You know what? You're tapping into a whole other audience as well. So, you know, not just the rap heads, you know, not just the hip-hop heads, not just the ladies, but now you're going to a whole other bracket with the kids and stuff like that. So, you know, that's always a good thing, and I see that progression with your music as well. You know, hip hop, and then you know, like you said, you got the lady jams on there, and now you step into a whole other arena as far as parents and the children as well. So that's always an awesome thing to see with an artist slash entrepreneur slash slash. So, OW, thank you so much for coming in. I have a caller from the 832. From the 832, bring her on. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Dr. Jazzy, host of Crossroads Radio. I'm calling from Houston.
Hey,
Jazzy,
how
so
are you?
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. You know, I had to call in and support you. I'm someone who's known him since his first project. And, you know, you're talking about the evolution of his music, which is clearly defined.
Right.
And, you know, for those of you listening to my show, you know that my son is one of my co-hosts. And anybody who includes their children to me has grasped the concept of, you know, leaving a living legacy. And that's one thing that I absolutely positively love that you do, OW, is that you include your children in what you do. And, you know, for us it's fun because they get to participate in our creativity, but we're also teaching them business and the like. You know, I just, that's the only reason why I called in. I've been listening to the show. But, you know, I just love you to pieces, and I love your insight and the way that your mind itself has evolved over time, and proud of you about graduating from school and everything. So, you know, I think that it's a good indicator to other artists of all ilks what they need to do in order to ascend to the next level. You know, we have to go back to education and including everyone so that, you know, it's truly a harbinger of time. You know, our art has to be the harbinger of time. So I just want to call in and tell you that I am so very proud of you, that your talent is just out of this world, and I'm just so happy that I get a chance to work with you.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, I have a question for you, Miss Jazzy Soul.
Yes.
How did you like the song We Made It, including the Young Sisters Crown and O.W. Jr.?
You, now you know that I absolutely love that song. You know I loved it. And you know what? I'm going to say this. There's some tracks that are meant to stay raw. That is one of those tracks that should stay raw. If you want to edit a little further, okay. But don't over-edit it, because, like, when my son is on the air, a lot of times we don't plan his segment, and he just talks, and he's very intelligent, but he just talks, and he'll say it the way it is. And I think that we should never stifle our children's creativity, because we want them to be the way that we are, creative and free. And so, actually, you know, I love that song.
That's cool. That's cool. How can we hear you hear your show? You said you also do a radio show. How can we hear your show?
My show is nearly every night now, due to listener demand. It's not tonight, but it will be back again tomorrow. It's Crossroads Radio 2. You can also go to lizpublicity.com / and then on the front page you'll see Crossroads Radio. We have a video show coming. We have clothing line and everything. And we're also going to be doing seminars for artists and conventions and things like that. So 2014 is the beginning of a brand new brand. So, and I'm Googleable. A lot of people say that I'm Googleable. Just type in Jazzy Soul, all one word. It's J-A-Z-Z-I-S-O-L. And trust me, wherever OW is, you'll find me somewhere.
Okay. That's great. That's great. Thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate you for stopping by and taking time out to show your support to Mr. O'Dubby and tuning in.
You know what? It's not even just for him, but
414,
for you too.
I see you, 414. I got 414, O.W. They keep pressing one.
Hey, that's love. That's my city. They showing the love, and I appreciate that so much. Let them on. Let me hear what they got to say.
All right. Thank you. What's your name?
This is Queen Pin, baby. I'm in the building. Hey, Jay.
Hey, what's up, Queen Pin? What's going down?
Hey. See, life in the mill, baby. What's good with you?
I'm just, you know, like I said, I'm focused right now. You know, May 31st is going to be a big day, a very, very big day. As far as, you know, as far as my legacy goes, as far as, you know, the crown goes, which I call my children, they are the crown. The three points of the crown are the strongest points in my part of me being who I am. I'm just going to achieve these goals and keep pushing. Queenpin didn't say, but we are making a very, very, very strong joint venture coming soon, and it is not just going to be a business, it is going to be a partnership. That's a great move for not only me, but the Queenpin herself. She's moving in a great direction. I believe that everything happens for a reason, and, you know, people who are in your circle, you keep them very close as far as family goes and tradition goes. And that's just who I am.
Yeah, that's us, baby. TBD all day.
Mm-hmm. True that, pimp.
I'm glad you're doing your thing, and I'm proud of you, and I'm here for you. Do your thing, Queenpin in the building. I'll holler at you later.
All right, thank you for calling in.
Love you, boo-boo. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Have a good one.
Okay, I'm losing headphones here. All right. Always a good thing, Mr. O.W. Appreciate you once again stopping by to the Fantasy Limelight and having you come on my show. I'm sorry, somebody's giving me something. Okay. Somebody asked me to remove them from my invite list. Ow. They coming at me, OW. They coming at me. I don't know. I have sent out like 12 million invites just now. So it's all good. It's all good. You know, the best way I can remove anybody from my invite is to unfriend you. You should need a request. I do a mass email. Everything is a one-click deal with me. So I just had to put that out there. You want to be removed? Just unfriend me. You can be removed because that's the only reason why I have you on my friend list, so you can support me and I can support you. So that's how we roll in 2014. Quit slacking and make it happen. That's my motto. You want to, you know, can't support me, what you need to be on my list for? Or I need to be on your page, right, old baby?
You know it. You know it. I mean, I'm only in the process of moving forward. If people are going to be crabs in a bucket, they can stay in the bucket. I'm outside of the bucket looking in laughing.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. But it is all good. You know, shout out to those people. You know, I don't know you. I never met you, so I'm just going to give it to you just the way you need to have it. We're going to keep it real. I can't wait to hear the kids' version in August. So I'm definitely going to keep asking you, August come, or W, where's that? Where's my copy at? I want to hear it.
Well, what I'm going
to
do, like I said, is, what I'm going to do is I'm going to paste it to the page, and I'm going to put it on SoundCloud so that people can, you know, they can view it. No problem. I don't have a problem with that. But I'm going to really, really push very hard during that time for them, not just for myself, but for them, because my crowd will come. It's for them. And I mean, like, this is something that they came to me and asked me. I mean, like, one day my daughter was listening to a song that I made called Take It Slow, and she was like, Daddy, I love your music. I love your music, and I really, really want to do some music. So I told, you know, her and her older sister, I said, look, if you guys really, really want to do this, I need you to be focused and, you know, let's step into it. And my son, the whole time, he was like, yo, I got my OWT shirt on. I'm rocking, Daddy. And I said, oh, you know what? I'll bring you two, and we can get it all done in one time. And it was a great thing for me because the experience alone for them, I think that was a very, very, very strong experience for them because they got to not only see themselves in the studio, but they got an opportunity to see what their dad really, really does and how much work and hard work and dedication their dad puts into it.
Right.
like I said, I really do appreciate you. I'm loving what you're doing. I'm glad you're involving your children. I'm glad you graduated. I'm glad you're back on the scene. You did fall off for a minute, but now you're back. And I'm glad you're focused and you're ready to take everything to another level. And you're definitely making a statement. You're definitely making a movement. And I wish you nothing but, you know, much more success.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And, you know, I want to thank, you know, all the listeners of Funk Fantasy Radio. I want to thank everyone who called in to show their support. I want to thank all of the listeners worldwide. Go out, go on iTunes, go on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, go everywhere and check me out and see that my movement is different from your average movement because I'm moving forward. There's a lot of people that are stuck in there's a lot of people stuck in neutral, and I decided I didn't want to be in neutral after I graduated. I want to be moving forward because not only now do I have the business mind that I need, but I have the understanding of what it takes to market a good product.
Yes. Yes, you do, and you are offering a good product. One last time, the website, owworld.ning.com, folks. That's owdubby.ning.com. But you should be saying all this stuff, right? Well, I'm not saying it.
Yes. Well, I mean, hey, I love it. I mean, I love that, you know, with you being a host of the show and me coming on as your limelight artist, that you're engaged as well. Because, you know, there's a lot of radio show hosts that they just throw the information out there and they know nothing about the artist unless, you know, they're getting payola under the table. You know, they do things for, you know, they do things for a certain reason, but, you know, genuine people such as yourself, Jazzy Soul, Miss Computer Lady, you know, you guys are genuine, and that's very, very difficult to find in this music business alone, and not only in the music business, but in business in general, because there are so many cutthroat people that are in it for fast cash and not in it to see growth.
Yes. Yes, and I'm definitely noticing that. And I want to let you know that, you know, the listeners, I'm on Monday nights, musically inclined, playing music from mainstream to underground, and I did get some tracks on W, so with his permission, live on air, downloadable, y'all know he gave me permission, I'll play the features, the other singles that you gave me on my musically inclined show because I'm doing the underground version, which is this Monday coming up. So with your permission, I'll play the other tracks that you sent me because I can't get them up here now. Okay?
Yeah. You can play them all you want. I mean, those tracks are for you. I mean, this is what we do. We network and we build not only relationships, but we build bonding friendships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you got the permission.
Hi. Huh?
I said, you have my permission.
That's what's up. So, folks, like I said, I'll be back on air Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. That is actually tomorrow's May 1st, like actually in a couple hour and a half, 2 hours and a half. It's May 1st. So May 5th. May 5th, I'm back on air at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. What we're doing is we're featuring all the indie artists that came to the show thus far this year. We had the Diamonds. I've had the Disorderlies. I've had O.W. I've had some other folks. And we're going to, Sean Reed. He came on last week. We had a great show. He has his new album out. So we're going to go back and check out the music from all these underground artists who are doing big things for 2014. Actually have some very awesome music and stories behind them. So that's what I'm doing next week. Also, Tuesday is the Honey Suite, and it's the locker room. And I'm looking for a male co-host because I need that male input because I got some stuff I need to get off my chest. So if you'd like to be a featured co-host or guest co-host on the Honey Suite with me next Tuesday, give me an email, fallfantasyradio@gmail.com, or hit me up on Facebook or any other things, and let's make it happen. I want to talk about the independent woman. You know, she's too strong, and she don't need a man. So we need to address that a little bit. And I got some other stuff I'm going to talk about, too, but that's mostly what I want to talk about. And then I got the Drama Princess, y'all, coming back for an exclusive interview on the Fantasy Limelight next Wednesday. Shine on Wednesday. She'll be in, and she's going to debut her her book is the following week, Swingers Remission. She's the author of Erotica. And we're going to get all up in her plate. And if you tuned in to my last two Tuesdays, you can hear her. She's my featured co-host. So now she gets the official interview on a Wednesday. So, Debbie, you going to co-host with me one time?
Hey, I'll co-host. I don't have a problem doing that. My schedule permits it. I'm willing, and I'll be there.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So we'll find something for us to talk about. And you can come co-host on the Fantasy Lama. I mean, excuse me, on the Honey Suite. That's my adult playground for all those that don't know. We talk about everything under the sun, politics, sex, sexuality, dating, marriage, all that is welcome to that show. That's the variety show. So Monday, Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, Phone Fantasy Radio presents. I'm your hostess, LaCrush Hearts. Once again, thanks to Mr. O'Dubby. Any final shout-outs you want to give, Mr. O'Dubby?
Yes. I want to give a shout-out to my university, ECPI University. I want to give a shout-out to all of the graduates of 2014. No matter what school you are at, you took a long road. You took your time. You were dedicated and focused enough to get the degree. I'm proud of you. I also want to give a shout-out to all of my veteran brothers and all of my guys that are in active duty right now. The struggle is real, and what we do to protect this ground and our rights in the United States is awesome, and I just want to say I love everybody for doing what they do.
That's what's up, and shout out to everybody that did call in. Once again, I thank you for the support. I thank you for supporting OW, and I also thank you for supporting me and calling in and taking time to show that love. So without further ado, I'm going to end this interview, OW.
All right, well, thank you, and God bless everyone.
It's official. You done got clapped out. You're off the stage now, Debbie. Get off my seat. Get off my
seat.
All right. That's how we're going to do it on Fantasy Limelight. And, Debbie, I think when you came on my show, I had a co-host by the name of Black Reporter. Do you remember him?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I don't know if you heard, but Black Reporter passed away last week.
Oh, my goodness. My condolences to his family and his fans.
Yes. We did a tribute show on Monday. We had a good time and kiki with memories and stuff like that. And so Black Reporter used to always do my sign-off. So this week I have Black Reporter doing my sign-off. Without further ado, he is my good friend. May he rest in paradise. Mr. Black Reporter with our official final of Full Fantasy Radio. I think.
My normal closeout. What time there was has ceased to be. There just is no more. Yesterday is gone. Forget about it. Tomorrow isn't here yet. Don't worry about it. Today is here. Make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in because you can fall for anything. If we didn't play everything you want to hear, you heard everything LaCrush played. On your face, put a big smile. We'll see you in a little while. And you are in, and we are out.
On that note, good night, folks. See you next week. Yeah.